is good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop in the middle of Mexico with my guest, Ron, the expatriate. And we are talking about not necessarily expatriating, but seeing how the other side lives, folks. And, you know, Ron, I have to mention to you, you know, we're looking at the, I mean, we're, you and I specifically, John Stadtmiller, Bob Chapman, John Onesti, all these people, we have got the gold and the silver prices and the stock prices and the oil prices under a microscope, watching these things every day, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. We're looking real close because we know what's going on. We know that the powers that be are designing the takedown of the American dollar. Now, the people that are awake out there, my listeners, and hopefully some of these new listeners that have come on, are starting to get it if you haven't got it already. But Ron, I want to ask you, okay, now you hear this stuff, well, you know, it's going to be a worldwide crash and it's going to affect everybody. Well, we know there's several countries right now, including China, you know, India, Japan, not Japan, but Russia and so forth, that are bailing out of the dollar. Now, from your perspective, Ron, knowing that the dollar is, or the peso is worth about 10 to the dollar, or vice versa, the dollar is worth about 10 pesos, what kind of effect do you see that economically it would have on Mexico if the United States dollar crashed?
Well, a little bit of a curveball, but I'd have to say it's not going to be as dramatically as affected as people think. Now, granted, I'm not an economist, and so I'm certainly not issuing any financial advice, but I'm just going from my experience and my own personal research.
Did we lose Ron?
Excuse me?
I just lost you for a minute there. You say you're not an economist, but what?
I'm not an economist, and I'm not giving any professional financial advice. I'm just speaking from my own personal research and my own personal experience. That, as far as I'm concerned, that Mexico will feel a little ripple effect, but not nearly as significant as the United States. There's no out-and-out plan to destroy the economy of Mexico. That's already been done a few times. In order for them to introduce the new currency, the Amero, they're going to have to crash the dollar. They don't necessarily have to crash the peso. And what they're going to need to do is bring the dollar close to parity with the peso. And my nearest guess would be that they'll bring the dollar down to be, you know, pretty close to the peso level. And matter of fact, the peso will probably gain slightly as the dollar crashes. The peso will most likely gain in value. And
right. And that was the reason I posed the question to you, is because literally that's my vision. They're taking the United States dollar down. All these countries are bailing, and it's becoming so, you know, liquid, if you will. There's so many dollars floating around that it can do nothing but crash by design. But that's not true with the Mexican peso. I mean, yes, all right, so the economic crash comes into play with the FRN's, you know, achieving the level of the peso, but what does that do for the peso? In my mind, it does nothing for the peso but possibly bring it up to the parity with the dollar.
Period. That would be my best guess.
I mean, there's no place for the peso to go. You know, why would it go any lower? It has the Mexican economy is a good economy. I mean, it's a rolling economy. Now they have a couple of refineries here, do they not, Ron?
They do, up along the Gulf Coast near Tampico.
Okay. And so some of their oil is being shipped in from over in the United States, but some of the oil that they're supplying themselves, is that right?
Right. They refine some of the oil here. They do ship some oil to the United States to be refined and then have it shipped back here as gasoline. But there's a fair amount of their own refineries here that are operating.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Stick with us. We'll be right back, folks.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you on a mountaintop in Mexico. 70 degrees and sunny. Actually, it's partly cloudy, but there's no humidity. Anyway, let's go back to the phones here. First, we'll go to Bill in Alaska. Bill, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
Hello? Hello, this
yes,
ain't Bill.
Bill.
This is Mike.
Oh, this is Mike in Nevada.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I had Bill from Alaska up on the screen. They must have put you through first. That's all right. Go ahead, Mike.
That's no problem at all, sir. I was a little late to get on your show today, and I'm kind of wondering, I haven't heard one thing about La Mordida. I lived down there about 25, 30 years ago, and I found that if you had some money, under any circumstances, you could have any kind of license you want, but if you were a Mexican citizen, you did much farther. You could go much further than a gringo, and I was a gringo. I could speak Mexican, I could speak Spanish, and I love the Mexican people. But let me tell you what, don't leave out that factor. When they step on your foot, and the guy that steps on your foot's got a machine gun strapped to his chest, you're going to give him whatever he wants.
Well, so what are you saying? Are you saying that you've been robbed at gunpoint down here?
No, I know how it works down there. I live down there. There's a lot more than meets the eye. They want that dollar.
Well...
And if they know you got some money, and you guys from America, from up here, got money, it looks nice, it's beautiful and sweet, but once they smell you, they're like sharks. Don't leave that out.
Well, Well, I'm not leaving it out. You're doing a good job of putting it in there for me, but unfortunately, I don't have any money. So just because I'm a gringo doesn't mean I have money.
Well, you haven't encountered that yet, but when you do, remember what I said to you. I just tried to say something so you might save some people some pain.
Well, sir, I'm not trying to convince anyone to do anything. What I'm saying is look at how the other side lives and make your own decisions. That's what I'm doing. I'm down here checking this out, taking a look at, you know, the culture. I'm taking a look at the people. I'm taking a look at the prices and so forth. And there's many places in the world, and I've lived at other places in the world besides here. And, you know, yeah, you can run into that anywhere, but I don't know that it's prevalent. I don't know that, you know, that that's a top on their list of the, you know, the Mexican people to target a guy that's an American because he has money. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I think you're conveying it across like it's going to happen. Is that right?
Well, it happened to everybody I know that went down there for any period of time.
Well, Mike, what exactly happened? Give me some specifics.
Well, when you come to the place where they come to you and they tell you they want some money, you give them the money. And then they smile at you and you give them whatever they want. And it's a matter of fact, after you've been down there, if you're part of the system, you're not going to get by there on a free ride. I'll just tell you that. It sounds good and everything, and it is cheaper. But
respectfully, Mike, and a number of people that live here and a number of expats that I've talked to that have been here for 30 and 40 years, I'm not hearing that from them. Now, I don't know whether you're speaking of, you know, getting pulled over by a police officer and them, you know, getting $20 or whatever it is. I don't know. That's why I asked you. You said, well, when they come at you with a gun. When who comes at you with a gun?
When the Army or the police, either one of them. Or it could be gangsters.
The Army or police?
There's gangsters down there like you wouldn't believe in some places. They're apparent.
There's gangsters in Phoenix, Mike. So I'm sorry, but I'm sure that you're right. I'm sure that that can happen. And I do know that people, when they get pulled over down here by a police officer, depending on the police officer, sometimes, you know, they kick them $10 or $20. But to the degree that you're talking about, I don't know. I'm not saying that you're wrong. Okay.
I
haven't seen it. Of course. Huh?
I'm sure you haven't, because otherwise you would know what I was talking about. I just wanted to say that. Have a good day.
I've seen it in Phoenix, Mike. Okay. All right, let's go to Bill from Alaska. Bill, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
How you doing, Bill? How's the weather up there?
I'm doing great. It's 19 degrees out, and I got about 4 inches of snow on the ground.
Where are you in Alaska, Bill?
Okay.
I'm about 30 miles
Bill's
north
gone.
Of Anchorage.
Are you in Eagle River?
Oh.
Well, actually, I'm right across the river from Eagle River. I'm in Wasilla.
I know, right next to near Palmer. I've got some good friends that are up in the Matsu Valley.
Well, that's where I live.
I love it there. It's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I love it.
I'll tell you what, you got me cooking about Mexico, though.
if Alaska was in Mexico, I would live there.
Excuse me?
Mike from Nevada just turned the heat down on the stove, though, here. Okay? Now, according to Mike, you know, everybody that's an American that comes down here eventually gets robbed, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Well, I tell you what, Mike, by the way, I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm 63 years old, and I'm on Social Security disability. Now, I'm pulling down, I don't know, 7.5, something like that, from Social Security, and Alaska's kicking in another 300 or 400, and, you know, stuff like that. And I was wondering, would it be possible? My problem is this, that depending on where I live, they readjust my Social Security. And because when I lived in Pennsylvania, it was considerably less than Alaska. And I was wondering if there was any way to move to Mexico without losing my Social Security.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's over 500,000 Americans that are living on residency visas in America, in Mexico, about another 400,000 or 500,000 that are here on what they call permanent tourist visas, And the majority of those, there's a huge amount of them that are retirees, and they figured out how to protect their Social Security and their retirement incomes. Very, very, very possible.
Well, I'd love to do something like that. And I have lived outside of the country. I lived in St. Croix for a while, in the Virgin Islands and stuff like that. And look, face it, it's different than living in the United States. But I really strongly disagree with the last caller because, I mean, there's crooks everywhere. And I can imagine that you'd run into the kind of problems he was having a whole lot more at the border towns than you would, you know, further in.
I'm sure you're probably right. Now, this, you know, in this particular locale of which we are, it's off the beaten path. It's not in Mexico City. It's not in Nogales, a border town, or Tijuana, or that place that kind of stuff does happen with regularity. This is a place that is a society. It is a culture. It is a town. It is a place where people, you know, live and work and worship God and so forth. I'm not saying that there's no crime here. I'm not saying that there's crime everywhere. What I'm doing is a comparison. I'm doing a comparison of the costs where I live versus the costs here. I'm doing a comparison of the temperament, the attitude, the freedoms, and so forth. And I have to tell you, it's a hands-down slam dunk as far as the attitude of the people. And I know why. It's because of the propaganda that has been spoon-fed to people in the mainstream media for the last 30, 40, 50 years. You know?
Yep.
It's night and day. And,
I know it.
And if you can tell it the first time one of these people opens their mouth. What's that?
And if that other fellow thinks it's rough there, he ought to go down to North Philadelphia sometime.
North Philadelphia?
The cops won't even go.
I'll tell you what. The day before I left Phoenix, Arizona, in my own apartment I went over to Safeway.
Right.
And I had $30 worth of groceries. I was walking out to my car in the Safeway parking lot. And as I was walking out, I heard a bunch of sirens.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I walked to my car with my shopping cart. And you know that place where you put the shopping cart when you're done was
sure.
Across the parking lot. And I almost got run over in the Safeway parking lot by a police officer flying around the corner in a private parking lot with his police siren going. Almost ran over me, okay, turning that corner about 40 miles an hour, because what I hadn't noticed was there was a couple of guys that had been pulled over in a car, and they had jumped out of the car, and a couple of them hopped the fence, and there was a couple of them in the back seat. But there was at least 10 cop cars there, and there was more showing up by the minute. But this cop himself didn't have any more care or consideration from a private citizen in a parking lot walking to his car, putting his groceries in the car. So as far as I'm concerned, you're just as capable of getting run over or robbed in Phoenix, Arizona, or Philadelphia, or Alaska, or wherever, as you are in Mexico. And that's my point, and I'll rest it. Go ahead.
I couldn't agree with you more. The only two questions that I have last is, can you point me in the right direction for information about, you know, possibly doing the move? And the other question is, and this is important to me, I spend 8 or 10 hours a day in front of a computer on the Internet here. How's the DSL down there?
Well, I'm broadcasting right now on Skype. And, Ron and I went to an Office Depot this morning, got a $20 headset, and Ron downloaded Skype on the computer, and you hear me broadcasting, so it's no different here than it is up there.
Fantastic.
Now, Ron, let me ask you, what's that?
I said fantastic.
Ron, I want to ask, Bill, stay there. Ron, as far as Bill's situation and his Social Security, I mean, I didn't know that the federal government adjusts Social Security based on what state you live.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, Bill, you're getting another $300-some-odd a month from the state of Alaska for being in Alaska. Is that right?
That's not counting the permanent fund, which last year was, $1,500, something like that. And the state kicks in about $350 more, plus about $50 in food stamps. And I'm not complaining. I love it up here. But the only thing that would be nicer is if it were 70 degrees in Mexico.
I hear you. Well, hold on. If you've got something else, hold on, Bill. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop in Mexico with my guest, Ron. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop in the middle of Mexico, 70 degrees and sunny. Let's see. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment, short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Do we still have Bill from Alaska? Are you still there, Bill?
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay,
I just had one last question, and that was, is there any place that I can get more information so that I can start getting my ducks in a row here?
Yeah, I think so. Let me suggest that you give my board operator your telephone number off the air.
Fantastic.
And I'll have Ron call you. Ron, you want to call this gentleman and see what
he's
doing?
Yeah, get the telephone number and an email address, and I'll be happy to call. I'm getting ready to open up a consulting service for expatriates that want to get out to help them make that transition.
Oh, that's great, Ron, and I appreciate that, Mike. And I will definitely stay on the line after your next caller comes up there, and I'll give the board off my information.
Yeah, Bill, I don't know whether it's Kurt, Mike, or Manny that's operating the board, but whichever guy it is, pick up the line on Bill and get his contact information, and we'll be in touch with you, Bill. Okay.
Thanks very much, Mike. Great show. Enjoy it.
Great.
All right.
Take
care. It's Kurt. Kurt's on it. He's get He's getting it. Okay, very good. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, Bill. Yeah, you know, Ron, I know that you're in the process of setting things up and so forth, and we had talked when you were on the show a few weeks ago about, you know, setting up a service assisting people that want to move. And I have to tell you firsthand, you know, I was going back and forth with it, folks. I even put it off for a month. If you recall, I was going to come down around the 15th of October, and, you know, then I had a reunion to go to. I remember what it was, but I was kind of song and dancing and, you know, hashing it forth in my mind about whether I really wanted to do this. Because I'll tell you what, Ron, I argue with myself about going to the grocery store or not. You know, but at any rate, now that I'm here, and now that I see what it entails as opposed to just mulling it over in my mind, I find that it's a lot easier than people think it is, number one. It's easier than I thought it was. And also, you know, we have a tendency to make things more difficult than they are. And so, and now that I'm here and now that I see things firsthand and I see the fact, and here's a big one, folks, and I mean this because I just experienced this in the dentist's office just 2 days ago, Wednesday of this week, when they quoted me $900 to fix my tooth that I broke, or I could fix it for about $300 temporarily. And I walk into a dentist's office here, and it's about one-tenth of the cost. And that alone, along with the bus ride, along with the price of food, along with the people, but that alone told me that, you know what, I've got to investigate this a little bit further, because I don't have to, I'm not preaching to the choir when I tell people, you know, folks, we're being raped on every turn, at every angle. We are being raped in any way, shape, or form that they can take from us, whether it be at the gas pump, whether it be at the grocery store, whether it be in your tax bill, whether it be your electric bill. It doesn't make any difference. We're being raped. And the only way that you're going to find out the truth, the real truth, the only way that you're going to see exactly how deep they're in your pocket is to see how the other side lives. Now, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, but we had, was it Mike in Nevada that called in talking about the bordellos or the dubetas or whatever they were that, you know, wait till you experience that. Excuse me, but I experience that every time I walk, go anywhere, get a bill in the mail in the United States of America. It's all over the place. When I open up my electric bill, okay, and it's $280 as opposed to $25, I'm getting raped. When I go to the grocery store and I'm spending $100 every 4 or 5 days as opposed to, $20. I'm getting raped. Excuse me, but I'm getting raped every time I turn around. Ron, do you have any input on this? Ron?
Just about everybody should relate to. You know, Michael, why don't you tell everybody, you asked Bob last night how much the property tax was on his home for a three-bedroom, two-bath, plus a guest quarters, or what they call here the Bates quarters. Very, very nice home, well-located in a really nice town. Tell them what Bob told you, how much his property taxes are every year.
Well, first of all, I want to say that my home in Glendale that I sold last year was $1,860 every 6 months, so that equated to about $3,600 a year. Now, Bob told me last night on the bus how much his property tax was per year, and what was it? What he said was $12 a year.
Yeah, $12.
I mean, it's absurd. $12 a year. So you're getting raped at the grocery store. You're getting raped at the gas pumps. You're getting raped on your property tax. You're getting raped on your utility bills. You're getting raped every time you turn around. Okay, and you got to ask yourself the question: what, if anything, do you want to sacrifice to quit getting raped? Let's go to Chuck in Texas. Chuck has a question for you, Ron. Chuck,
are you? Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'd like to ask your guest. I get an annuity every month, and I just wondered how the banking is down there. Do they have the same branch banks that they have up here?
They have, for instance, Bank of America has an association agreement with a bank down here called Scotiabank. I'm not necessarily recommending them, but there are tremendous amounts of different banking opportunities that are available here in Mexico, and of course, there's a subject of quote-unquote offshore banking or international banking, as it were. Those things I'd be happy to discuss with you privately. I won't discuss them on the air, but banking is not a problem down here.
Okay. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah. All right, we got to go to a break. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening with my guest, Ron, on this same mountaintop in the middle of Mexico. Stick with us. We got more, folks. Call lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you high on a mountaintop in the middle of Mexico with my guest, Ron, the expatriate. By the way, I want to mention to you folks, you know, if you want, like Bill in Alaska, if you want information about this, you know, Ron is setting up a consulting firm where he is assisting people. If you want to make a trip down to you know, Mexico, and you want somebody that will show you around, tell you exactly what needs to be done, you know, look at your particular circumstances and, you know, be able to spell out for you what it takes, you know, what you're looking at as far as what stress, closing up accounts, opening up accounts and all that stuff. Ron's your guy. I mean, Ron has all that stuff, you know, that he can share with you. If you decided that you wanted to make a trip down here and you wanted to spend 4 or 5 days like I have and you want to, you know, look, you know, have somebody show you around the area and show you, you know, the not only the sites of interest and, you know, some of these ancient ruins and so forth, but also, you know, just where to do, what to do and all that stuff. Ron's the guy for you. And you can hook up with Ron off the air. You can make arrangements to, you know, come down, you stay here, get all this information, go back. He will assist you through the process of making the move. Now, again, just like me, folks, the first time, you know, this is my first time coming down here to the middle of Mexico. You know, am I moving to Mexico? This is an unequivocal, I don't know. But I can tell you from, you know, I'm going to be here for another 1, 2, 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I will be broadcasting more on this Monday. Not a lot. I've got some other stuff. I don't know. I might take the whole show and do it again. It depends on what I uncover. But I'm down here for the next 3 days to see, to compare, to get an insight for, you know, what it's like living here as opposed to what it's like living there. You know, the Mordidas or Borditas or whatever that guy, that Mike in New Mexico, Ron told me off the air, yes, they exist. But Ron also tells me that they're, you know, you could, if these guys were hitting you up and blackmailing or bribing you, you know, every week of the year, you could not get hosed any worse than you're going to get hosed just opening up your electric bill, for crying out loud. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I sold a house in Glendale, Arizona, folks. It sold July of 2006. Now, I didn't pay my final electric bill. And you know how they do? They send you a final bill and they send them to the new address. You know how much my final electric bill was on a 3,300 square foot home in Glendale, Arizona, in Arrowhead? It was $634, for crying out loud. And here's a guy, Bob, that you know, has a nice home. It's paid for. He's been down here for 40 years. Okay, he's got an electric bill. His property tax is $12 a month, and he has an electric bill. It's about 10. I mean, is it not heaven on earth? At least in the economic capacity. Now, I have to tell you, and I'm the first to admit, folks, as I look out the window here right now, I'm not looking at a beautiful Glendale Arrowhead home sitting across the street from me. I'm looking at a home that is a nice home. It's built out of concrete, and it has rebar on the top. Now, you would never see that. OSHA regulations would never let that happen in the United States. But these people are optimistic, thinking at some point in time they'll have the money and they'll build another floor on the top. Okay, so it's a little bit more lax here than it is there. I see a television antenna on another rooftop across the street. You won't see that anywhere in Glendale, Arizona, okay, because they've passed ordinance against that. Can you put up with that? That's the question. Ron, I'm sorry, I'm off on a rant here, but as I'm looking at this and I'm looking at the comparisons and the differences, I'll tell you this much, Ron. I have been in the Philippines. I've walked the streets of Manila. And I will tell you this, that this particular area in which you are living is cleaner, it feels safer, it is more attractive, and it has a comfortability that Manila in the Philippines does not have. How do you feel about that, Ron?
That's why I live here. This is the best-kept secret in all of Mexico. Where I live now is the best-kept secret. And truthfully, I imagine this is going to change once the word gets out. But right now, there's only 25 Americans living in the entire state where I live.
Well, and I want to bring this up, folks, so you understand. You know, if you drove over the border to Nogales, or you drove into Tijuana if you're in California, if you go to Rocky Point or whatever, you're not making a comparison. Where I'm at right now, where Ron is living, is not those border towns. Okay, it's totally different. And so if you want to make a comparison by driving across the border to a border town and trying to get a feel for, you know, what the culture is like, forget it. You might as well stay home. You know, this is in the mix. It is right almost in the heart of Mexico. It is 75 feet above sea level. The air is clean. There is no smog and all this propaganda. Oh, it's terrible down there. It's dirty down there. No, it's not. Ron, correct me if I'm wrong. It's different. But it's not dirty. It's not as clean as maybe Scottsdale, Arizona, but it's not dirty, not like Manila is. I mean, you know, when you walk down the street in Manila, there would be running sewage along the street. I have seen none of that here. And I have to tell you, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, they're a little bit slower here than they are, you know, in the United States. There, you know, you might walk along the street and there might be a pothole that they haven't covered yet because they just haven't got to it yet. Okay, not that they're not gonna get to it. They just haven't got to it yet because they're not that fast. But overall, it's not an unlivable place to be. Ron, can you add anything to that?
Well, I'll say again what I've been saying all along. Mexico is another country. It's not another planet. It's just another country, and it's really there. It's not that different than any other place on the earth.
Well, it does have its differences, you know. And here's another. I mean, if, you know, if we're, let's. I've told you about that. You know, there's so many homeowners associations in the United States. I know, you know, Michael Powers, this the marketing exec with RBN. He's going through it with the homeowners association right now. I used to. I mean, those people are Gestapo Nazis. If they find a weed in your yard, there's a guy out there at 2 o'clock in the morning that's going to bust you and send you a letter in the mail. It's not quite that bad here, folks. If you go into a neighborhood in Phoenix or Glendale, Arizona, or Scottsdale, Arizona, you'll find that the houses are almost all painted the exact same color because they've got regulations against you stepping out of the box, if you will, from the norm and painting it any other color. Now, I have to say that that doesn't apply here.
No, it does not.
I'm looking across the street right now at a two-story house that is painted, I would say, what would you say that is, Ron, burnt orange? Is that what it is? With a kind of a, I'd say more of a yellow, almost a gold yellow. And then there's the separation between the two floors is kind of a dull orange, and so it's like somebody that painted it was colorblind. Does it matter? If it matters, then don't come down. Now the house next to it is concrete and it's not painted at all. It's not painted brown. It's not painted green. It's not painted at all. It's concrete. Now, looking to the next house, there's another concrete house, and on the first floor we have, like you would see at minor league ball stadium, where you look out at the fence and you see an advertisement on each one of the sections of the fence. Well, that's what I'm seeing on the bottom of this house. It says Adolfo Presidente H. Pal Escobar, whatever that means. Okay, so they don't have the same, you know, tight regulations. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, it depends on your perception. But taking it as it is and saying, well, anybody that lives in a homeowners association, of which Michael Powers does, of which I have, these people are Nazis. And I'm telling you, Ron, honest to God, the story about the weed, I lived in a property in Peoria, Arizona, and I had just gone out and pulled all the weeds in my yard. 2 days, 3 days later, I got a letter in the mail from the Homeowners Association that they had spotted a weed in my yard. They had to have gotten up at 2 o'clock in the morning with a magnifying glass. I kid you not. I couldn't find a weed out there. And they wanted to fine me $500 because I didn't measure up to the Homeowners Association guidelines. I didn't even own the house. I rented the house from a landlord who was calling me up, harassing me because I hadn't got the weed out of the yard that they were complaining about. This is the kind of garbage that people in the United States that live in these residential areas have to put up with. Now, the question that you have, and I've had a lot of my listening audience call me up and ask, where do you draw the line? How much is enough? My question exactly. Let me toss it out there. How much is enough? Where do you draw the line? Does it make a difference to you you're getting raped every time you go to the grocery store? Does it make a difference to you you're getting raped every time you open up your gas bill or your electric bill or every time you open up your phone bill and they song and dance and you call in to ask a question and they keep you on hold for about 15 minutes before you could ever talk to a human being? Does it make a difference that you're getting raped every time you turn around because they figured out that you're nothing more than dumbed down Americans and they can do it to you and you'll put up with it because you don't complain? Just like when the gas prices go up 30 to 40 to 50 cents a gallon over a one-week period and nobody says anything. But, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, down here if they go up as much as one peso during the course of a year, what happens? People are out in the streets. So it's a question of what you can put up with and what you can't put up with. Can you put up with a house being painted burnt orange across the street when your electric bill is only 10 bucks a month? I can. Can you put up with the groceries being $27 a month to feed a family of five? And eating healthier food than you do now? I can. Can you put up with living in a house that is 1,500 square feet and costs you about $250 a month with a two-car garage and a couple of bathrooms? I can. How about you? Can you put up with 70 degrees or thereabouts all year long? with a nominal amount of rain at certain times of the year. Okay, but it's not too hot, not too cold. Never too hot, never too cold. I loved Arizona, Ron, I'll tell you. I loved Arizona. I moved there 9 years ago, and I was there for the duration, there for the rest of my life. But in the summertime, it got really, really hot. Okay, so I stayed in the house a lot. This is the first time I've ever seen a place that stays at around 70 degrees, up or down a little bit, throughout the whole year and doesn't change that much. I don't know that I've ever seen any place other than this like it. Is there one? Now, somebody just wrote in and asked, how much is acreage? Ron, do you know?
It depends on where you're at. In the community where I live, in my particular neighborhood, it's pretty expensive. If you get out in the countryside, it's pretty cheap. So that's it's kind of like in the United States. It depends on where you are. You know, location, location, location. It could be extremely cheap, less than $1,000 an acre, and it could be $10,000 an acre. Depends on where you are.
I was looking in the paper. This paper that you bought told me to stick up under my arm so I didn't look like a gringo. And I'm reading in here, and it says that there's this home that, you know, needs some remodeling or whatever, and it was 240,000 pesos. For the whole house, okay, that's to buy the house. It's 240,000 pesos, which equates to about, how much is that, Ron?
Roughly about $21,000.
So $21,000 for the whole house. I mean, is that bizarre or what? If you bought the house for $21,000, yes, you can do the remodeling, which I see people out here doing all the time. You know, the regulations are not as scrutinizing as they are in the United States. So, yes, you can remodel your own house, $21,000, and boom, that's it, you're done. You can figure on a $30, you know, internet bill if you want the internet, and a $10 electric bill, and $2.40 a gallon on gas if you actually want to go somewhere as opposed to hail a cab or take a bus. I mean, come on, folks. You know, listen, I've got a fella here, Roland in California, wants Ron to call him. He's a Navy recruiter. How about that? Okay. And then the other question was, how much is acres? The folks, look, there's not a lot of time left. I'm going to be gone for the end of the week, and I'm going to go out and do a little bit more research on this, but the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you have a question, if you have a comment about it, if you've been down here, if you've got some experience with it, let me know. I'm not the be-all and end-all, and I don't think, Ron, you're not the be-all and end-all either. You're here to help, right?
That's it. I'm here to help, and I do have personal experience. Anybody that wants any help or any advice on the possibility of expatriation, give your information and phone name, phone number, and email to the board operator. I'll be happy to give you some advice.
Well, and I had the pleasure of meeting Bob last night on the bus. Now, Bob is an American that disappeared off the radar screen 40 years ago. He disappeared. He came down here in 1967. And I think he mentioned to me, Ron, that he was back up there, went back up there a couple of years to do something. I forgot, something about some kind of a government form he had to get straightened out or whatever. And I asked him, I said, well, would you ever consider living in the United States again? And he said, not on your life. The cultures are different. The stress factor is different. The way with which people approach life is different. People seem to care about each other down here. They care about family. They care about friends. They care about individuals as people. That's very, very rare. Now, if you don't have a close friend, okay, in the United States, and you even have to ask who your close friends are because a lot of them are phonies. A lot of them are just there for what they can get. You always, and I've done that all my life living there. I've always questioned, Ron, I've questioned who's my friend and who's not. You know, it's actions speak louder than words, and at a time where it comes time to step up to the plate, I don't care how long you've known an individual, when it comes time for them to step up to the plate and help you out of harm's way, that's when you know who your friends are. And I don't know about you, Ron, but I've found out that a lot of those people that I thought were my friends weren't really my friends. And then some people that I thought weren't my friends turned out to be my friends. And I'll tell you this, I've met more people in the 2 years that I've been awake, and I never even met them personally. I met them online. I've met them on the phone. I've met them through correspondence, through the mail. I've met people that I have no doubt in my mind, just like I've proved here, that I could fly down or I could drive over to or I could, you know, take a bus with or whatever, and I could sit down and have a cup of coffee, spend 4 or 5 days with or whatever, and these people are genuine people. That's very rare, but it's not that rare in the Patriot movement. And I have to tell you that Ron is one of those people. You know, it takes to think about it for a minute, folks. How much does it take? How much guts does it take to invite somebody that you've never met before, personally, into your home? How much guts does that take? On the flip side of the coin, how much guts does it take to actually do that with somebody you don't know and go into a foreign country and stay there? It takes some guts. It takes some initiative. It takes some trust in your fellow man. And that's the one thing that I see, Ron, in this movement. I see so much more of it. Don in Oregon, okay? Don sent me this. Don and I are instant friends. All right, never met the man personally. I don't have to meet the man personally because I know his heart. I know who he is, just like I know you. I know who you are. You had mentioned your wife. Your wife asked you, she said, well, you know, this guy is coming to stay with her for four. Have you ever met this guy before? And you said, no. I mean, can you imagine, you know, can you imagine, you know, an American woman, okay, saying, well, have you ever met this guy before? No. Nope. She's going to open her home to you for 4 or 5 days, and she's never met you before, neither is her husband. I mean, think about that, folks, okay? Think about what kind of a rare individual that would be to do something like that. And you've got a guy here that's willing to do that. You've got a guy and his wife that's willing to do that. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in three. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Ron, you haven't talked much. I've been doing all this spewing forth here. Final segment coming up. Stick with us for a little bit more, and then I'll be back Monday again from my same location. Be back in three.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, come to you live from a mountaintop in Mexico. How's that? Born on a mountaintop, Tennessee. I'm sorry. With my guest, Ron, who is I'm broadcasting from his living room. And I'll tell you what, folks, we got a lot of people that are Skyping or they're calling in, and they're asking Ron to give them a call. So again, the number is 800-313-9443 if you want to call in on the air. Now, if you'd rather not, you can call in the 800 number, give your telephone number or your email information out, and Ron will call you, or he will email you, and he'll answer questions for you, if you like. And again, as I said, you know, if you decide that you want to make a trip down here like I did, I took the initiative to spend a few $100. It's not expensive, folks. There, as a matter of fact, there are deals going different times of the year. I'm getting these things all the time from different orbits.com, tickets.com, all these different .coms. And, you know, they've got specials going all the time, so it's really, really cheap to come down here. And once you get here, you're gonna find out, you know, you say, well, I better bring $1,000 with me. No, you don't. You don't have to bring it. You know, I've been down here now I got here yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I think I've spent all of about, I don't know, $15. It's stupid. I was coming down here thinking, okay, I'm gonna spend $400 or $500. No, I'm not. Not unless I want to go out and start entertaining 20, 30 people. You know, I've taken a couple of taxi cab rides. I took a bus yesterday, and I haven't spent any money. Well, it's very difficult to spend the money because we're thinking in the context of spending the money the way you would if you hired a cab in Austin, Texas, and you paid $30 to drive 8 miles. I mean, that's, you know, ridiculous. We're so used to thinking of it in that mindset, and that isn't the way it is. It is very, very inexpensive down here to travel. It is very, very inexpensive down here to eat. Excuse me. Whether you decide that you want to go to the market and buy it and cook it yourself, or whether you want to buy it at a restaurant. Either way, it doesn't make any difference. Let's go to Aaron in Texas. Aaron, real quick, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Michael, my name's Aaron from Texas. I'm ex-military. It sounds great. My one question is, well, actually two questions. One, since the Social Security is down there, if and when the North American Union goes about, won't the rules change? And number two, since they're doing everything as far as the legislation and commerce between us, Canada and Mexico, won't things change once everything goes in effect? And I'll just get off the list.
Okay, you know, let me, Ron, do you want to address that first? You want me to?
No, go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Mainly, when you look at both sides of the coin, we're talking about the North American Union, and we're talking about bringing, you know, Canada, the borders down from Canada, Mexico, and the United States. But the people who lose on the North American Union is the American people. Okay, the Canadians maybe a little bit, but the Mexican population, the Mexican country is not going to lose at all. They're going to gain. And we also have to bear in mind that the North American Union is a target to bring down the middle class of the United States to implement a new world order. I'm telling you what, I'm sitting here looking out right now, Aaron, and you tell me that you're going to talk to these people about forced vaccinations and a real ID act, these people are going to laugh in your face. I'm sorry, they are years and years and years, 10, 20, 30 years away from even addressing that. So that's my answer to that. Listen, we got to go. Friday afternoon, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. I want to thank my guest, Ron, for coming on and spending the time with me today, even though he didn't say much because I'm too busy rattling. I'm excited, folks. Anyway, I'll see you Monday with an updated report. Stay tuned for Ron, or John Stat Miller for the National Intel Report, and I will see you Monday. Thank you again. Have a good weekend.
I'm not ready to back down.